Welcome to the Honest to God with Pete podcast show, the podcast where we talk about life, meaning, and everything spiritual without the labels. So hi everybody, I'm Reverend Pete. I'm also a human being and someone who knows that the journey looks different for each and every one of us. So in every episode, we will explore the traditional, the humanistic, the pagan, and the modern Gen Z and Gen Alpha vibes, all with honesty and heart. So whether you are grounded in faith, searching for your own truth or truths, or just curious about how spirit shows up in everyday life, then this podcast is for you. So come as you are, no filters, just real talk, and a shared journey for all. Hey everybody, and welcome to this very first episode of Honest to God with Pete. So hello everybody, I am Reverend Pete. I am a human being and someone who believes that the best conversation about life and spirit happens when we drop the filters, the rules, and the pressures to have it all figured out. Because guess what? We don't need to have it figured out, okay? And yes, this is episode one. And if you're here, maybe you're curious. Maybe you had enough of all the same old spiritual talk that doesn't quite speak to your world or speak to you. Or maybe you just want to hear someone say what you've been thinking, but no one around you seems to be saying it out loud. Look, either way, you are all welcome. No matter your faith, your doubt, or your playlist that's full of tarot podcasts, church sermons, and mindfulness sound bites, okay? This is your space too. So we're going to look at some things today into why this podcast was created or why I've done this, because there's three or four seasons that I've been working on. So it's quite a few seasons. Every season, so this season, season one, is going to have five episodes. And then the other seasons, season two, three, and four, will have we'll have 10 episodes. And there will be other things going on, which I will explain. So let's touch on the first part, okay? So why this podcast exists. So why did I call this podcast Honest to God? Now, because I'm not interested in polished, perfect answers. I'm more interested in what happens when we stop pretending and start talking honestly about life, about belief, about what matters and what doesn't. Now, yes, I am a reverend. You can call me reverend, you can call me minister, you can call me holy father, you can call me whatever you want, okay? But I'm a reverend. Now, I want you to know that I have a different approach to my services and the way I do things. I approach it from different angles. So I approach it from a traditional point of view. I approach it from a pagan point of view. I approach it from a humanistic point of view. I approach it from a Gen Z or Gen Alpha point of view. Now, Gen Z is currently the generation. The next generation that's coming through is Generation Alpha. If you didn't already know, but there is another generation coming and it's called Gen Alpha. So look, I have had conversations with pagans who taught me more about presence than some sermons ever did. I've sat with people that have a humanistic approach to religion, who made me think deeper about being good and why it really matters. And I've kind of watched Gen Z and Gen Alpha ask questions about, everything really, and questions that absolutely deserve better answers than the standard answer, just have faith. Now, look, I know in the world of the church, the population of the congregation, kind of rhymes, is dwindling. It's hard to get new people into the congregation or into your flock. And that's because, unfortunately, traditionally, we are stuck in our ways. And I have to say, it's probably not going to be liked by many people, but the church is sometimes stuck in its ways. and it needs to break out of its barrier. There are so many things that you can do to bring in new generations and open your doors, because, you know, everybody is loved by everybody. And it doesn't matter who you believe in religiously, what your God is or your faith is, you know, you feel that your God loves you and you follow your God. You know, in traditional faith, you know, God made everything and God is with us at all times and he is around us and hears and sees everything. But look, whatever your faith religion is, for me, I'm a bit of a lone priest, okay? A bit of a lone reverend. I've broken away from the flock and the traditions and I've ventured out on my own and I'm looking at those elements of, you know, how does tradition, the humanistic approach, the pagan approach, the Gen Z and Gen Alpha approach have. And look, I've done, you know, weddings, I've done hand fastenings, I've done house blessings, I've done funerals, and I've had different approaches to those. Yes, I still wear a collar, and there will be an episode on that, but I still wear a collar, whether it's the black and white collar, or I might have a coloured shirt, and, you know, those colours absolutely represent different things, which we'll learn about. But for me, it's having a different approach on faith itself. Not necessarily religion, but faith. So this is an overview that, you know, I want you to understand that as a reverend, or man of the cloth, whatever, I have different approaches because I've opened my mind and I've spoken to others to see how I can approach them and kind of link the bridges, have those connections. Okay, so I hope that made sense. So what to expect in this wonderful series of, you know, Honest to God with Pete. So what is this all actually about? Well, for some weeks, you know, there's going to be some interesting things. So some weeks I'll unpack something we will all kind of wrestle with, like doubt, purpose, grief, or change, and look at it through multiple lenses. So hence those different approaches. There will be things around faith traditions, lived experiences, and maybe even a bit of, you know, modern day cultures and twists on there, so like the Gen Alpha, Gen Z. Some weeks we are going to reflect on what ministry looks like today in today's world. So spoiler alert, it's not all about the pulpit and the Bible, everybody. Yes, there's a lot more to it. And once in a while you'll get a Sunday session, okay? So it's going to be a quieter, reflective episode, not preachy, okay? Just, you know, it's just going to be me, you know, out there, maybe a reading, a grounding question, or a soul reset. So there's no pressure, there's no push, no spiritual performance, just presence. So I hope you are going to like those Sunday sessions. And I do have a special Sunday session coming as we are kind of wrapping up Pride. And I'm actually recording this episode one, on the day of London Pride 2025. So in that Sunday session, you're actually going to listen to a Sunday session around kind of what Pride is and having that kind of different approach to it. Okay, because everybody is welcome, no matter what faith. Okay, so that's going to be more about that presence. So hopefully you'll see a little bit of a kind of insight into that. So who is this podcast or for, basically? So, you know, look, I've gone away and I've thought about this a lot and trying to figure it out, like, who, what's the best way to approach this? So this show is for, here we go. It's for the spiritual but not religious, for the faithful but questioning, for the seekers, the skeptics, the tired and the curious, the people who've walked away from religion but still want something more. And honestly, this podcast is for anyone who's just trying to live with meaning in a messy world. And we know that the world is a very messy world at the moment. And, you know, look, hopefully these episodes will help and give you a little bit more kind of a little bit more oomph in your journey and your path, whatever that may be. So if you're human, which you all are, you're already qualified to be here. So this is a bit of a short episode, but it's kind of that first episode that is that kind of intro. So you kind of understand what these episodes are about. So look, I'm going to be having honest, frank conversations. We're going to look at the different kind of lens, different topics and how we look through the lenses and how we get that done. You know, there are going to be other episodes. So the next episode, episode 2, is called What Even Is Spirituality? And we'll explore that on the next episode. But look, I just want to say, if this first episode has resonated with you, share it. If you think somebody's going to be interested in this, or you're still intrigued on what's coming on next episodes, then share it. Tag a friend, drop me a message as well, or just sit with it and listen again. So episodes will drop regularly on a weekly basis, and there's space for all of us here. Okay, so everybody's welcome. So no matter where you're from, what your faith, what your religion, whatever it may be, everybody is welcome. This is a safe space. So as I say, next week we are going to unpack a big one, and that's what even is spirituality. So as I say, that is going to be a big episode next week, so expect it to be a bit longer. And spoiler, it's probably not what you think. So until then, look, stay open, stay kind, and stay honest to whatever spirit means to you. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Honest to God with Pete. If this episode opened your heart, gave you something to reflect on, or simply reminded you that you're not alone on the path, then please share it with somebody that you feel would benefit from this episode. Now remember, this is a space for every kind of seeker, every kind of story. So please do follow or subscribe, and I'll meet you back here with more reflection, realness, and the occasional soul-centered Sundays. So until then, keep questioning, keep growing, and stay honest to whatever spirit means to you.